It's to the best of our knowledge. In this hour, we're talking about the war against the Taliban. We've heard from journalists who've covered the region, but we also wanted to get the perspective of someone who actually faced down the Taliban firsthand. In 2003, Craig Mullaney led an infantry rifle platoon along the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan. He recounts the experience in his memoir, The Unforgiving Minute, A Soldier's Education.
In our case, we were there for 9 months, and it felt like 9 years. The amount of the scar tissue and also the laughter and the joy and the camaraderie, all so densely packed. It's an experience I'll never forget. Those combat missions were very difficult from a tactical perspective. We were operating about a half mile above Denver's altitude, and you're running around with very heavy packs, at least 50 pounds, and your adversary is generally running around in sneakers or sandals that knows the terrain better than we did. The Russians used to call the Mujahideen the Duki, which is sort of a term for ghosts. And in many ways, it often felt like we were fighting ghosts. They could appear out of nowhere. The only difference between this shepherd on the side of the road and the Taliban was whether he pulled an AK-47 from under his robe. I think I was as ready as I could be, and I had a premier military education and months of training for exactly the type of environment that I'd find myself in. But there are certain things you can't simulate in a training exercise. Private Evan O'Neill, he was a 19-year-old from Haverhill, Massachusetts. He bore an uncanny resemblance to my younger brother. Both had blonde hair and blue eyes. I learned later that he'd applied to West Point, but had decided to go right into the Army and enlist after 9/11 because he didn't want to miss his chance to help defeat the Taliban. And during this patrol on the border with Pakistan, his team leader, Sergeant Granz, triggered an ambush. And in that opening salvo from at least 60 to 100 Taliban hiding in the hills, he was shot beneath his armor 3 or 4 times. And he lost a lot of blood in those first minutes. And his squad leader told me after the fact that as he was, you know, trying to apply the bandages and keep Evan alive, Evan apologized for, said, "I'm sorry for letting the squad down." And Chris McGurk, the squad leader, just held his hand and said the Lord's Prayer, and then Evan passed away. But the last thought in his mind was of his fellow squad mates. And that's the caliber of the young men who are serving in today's Army. And as a platoon leader responsible for those men's lives, it's incredibly motivating, and it's an incredible privilege.
Craig Mullaney is a Rhodes Scholar, a former security advisor to President Obama, and the author of The Unforgiving Minute, A Soldier's Education.